Good morning. This is the Geyer Cook Report SEO Tips Tuesday, November the 7th, 2017. The Geyer Cook Report SEO Tips Tuesday is going to take a look at telling you what have you done in the last year and what do you want to accomplish in the next 365 days. Now, maybe this isn't the anniversary of your plan, and apologies for that, but let's say that it is, okay? We're going to take a quick look at 7 quick SEO tips that are provided to us from this link, OprahPerformance.com, 7 quick SEO tips for 2017. That means 2017 is about gone. Thought we'd better do this before the year is over with, and then it won't make any sense. You can get to the show notes, what I'm looking at here, if you go to the link that we're going to provide you to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. That link will be up as soon as the edits are done. That link will be live and be available. So let's take a look at this link, and I like that the page loads quick. Online Performance has got 7 tips. First tip, use local listings. We've been shouting that song for a number of times. Have a local phone number. Have a unique street address. And use your real business name when you create the listing. Okay. Now, it says don't use a P.O. box. And the solution, the secret way to do that, is let's say your business address is a P.O. box. Well, it's at a post office, right? That post office has a street address, right? So in the instance of my company, Vitamin Hosting, our street address is 2325 Colchester, Unit 120 in Bazinga. As the postmistress explained to me years ago, that'll go into my P.O. box. It'll make Google happy. Everybody wins. So, next tip they give you is migrate to HTTPS. There's some things out there in the, if you're using a cPanel, they've got an add-on for cPanel called Let's Encrypt. It'll give you HTTPS. Or you can just go out and, gosh golly gee whiz, get a secure certificate and the job's done. Now, if you've got multiple domains to manage under that secure certificate, you want to get what they call a wildcard certificate. I think you can have up to 5 domains in that wildcard. So you can have like www and any subdomains that you've got. Maybe you've got support.yourdomain.com as a domain. Everything stops for copy. Or T in this instance. Now, the next instance of tip is a blog section on your site. This is going to give you the potential to have lots of inbound links to your website from the blog. So if you reference in the blog, take a look at the services we offer, and guess where that link's going to go? That's right, it's going to go back to your main website, and that blog is going to give you backlinks. Nothing wrong with those. Now, the next one they reference is to use Screaming Frog. And I made a quick link in the show notes. Pause is over. Bazinga, we're back at the show notes. And I made a hyperlink to the Screaming Frog, screamingfrog.co.uk. And that SEO spider has got a pricing page. Now, you'll notice that here in the features and what's offered in the free version, find broken links, errors and redirection, analyze page titles and metadata, review meta robots and directives, audit href language attributes, discover duplicate pages, duplicate content, that's a biggie, and generate XML sitemaps. That's all happening in the free version. Okay? You can, the crawl limit is going to give you 500 URLs. So I'd encourage you to give that a look based on this. And now that we know the price is right, use the Screaming Frog to fix your 301 and 404 errors and examine your titles and descriptions. Make sure that everything is right as it can be. With the simple to use tool, I think you're going to like what you get. Use schema where that's appropriate. And I've got a link in there to some schema resources that we've got already in our site. So when you go to the show notes, it's going to say use schema, and this is going to be part 5 of this post, and I'll show you what I mean. Click on that link, and it's going to take you to the episode of the Guyer Cook Report, a B2B Thursday episode. And we scroll down to part 5, use local structured debt markup. And this has got the structured data testing tool, some schema resources there that you don't want to overlook. This is maybe something you want to pass off to a webmaster if you're not really a geek in the true sense of the word, and you need somebody that's a little bit of a programmer, maybe to take a look at this and get this going for you. There's a testing tool. There's all kinds of references there. I'd encourage you to take a look at that and get that job done. Back to this list, use a clean URL and hierarchy. There are a number of SEO best practices regarding URLs, or URL, like Duke of URL, but it's spelled URL for Uniform Resource Locator. And your site hierarchy is going to have a chance at having duplicate content, because maybe your page, your post, can be referenced with 2 or 3 different ways. So what you want to do is give it a canonical link and say the buck stops here. If you go to mypage.com, all-about-me, that's where the link is that goes there. Anything else that you find should set up a redirect, and you can do 301 redirects quite easily on the site. Again, go to your coder and say, I need a 301 redirect so that the page is coming out of my content delivery network and it goes to the About Me page. I need to have that be a redirect. And so then that comes up and works right. The last on the list, using breadcrumbs. Now, if you go back to the show notes, you'll see in the show notes that I left off step 6 and step 7 of that list. So use this list here, quick SEO tips for 2017, and Open Performance is going to give you a good leg up on that. The breadcrumbs tool that they recommend in there, using schema to set up your breadcrumbs, that's a winner. So I'd encourage you to give that a try. And so this long, so much for quick, huh? Reminder to be a patron of this on Podbean is that link right there on the sidebar. Be my patron on Podbean, it says. And then it's also, we've got a Facebook group now for the Guyer Cook Report. So join that group if you would, please. The efforts to go mobile, we've polished that apple a little bit, pardon the pun. You can download from the App Store if you've got iOS, or you can also get a player to go mobile on Google Play. Both of them are the Podbean. Just look for Podbean app, and you can go mobile and listen to us there. So thanks again very much for our patrons, and especially relevant, thanks to Fraser Ramsey from Edinburgh Dusters. He's the company that likes to clean. He's also got a podcast that we're a part of, Kilhatrick and Ramsey Unleashed. It's on the radio in Edinburgh, Scotland. So give that a listen and a look. There's thanks due for Eileen Smith, her website, eileensmith.com. She's got a podcast that links there. Thanks again for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. We're doing a great job with that tool as a result of your counsel. If you're listening to us on YouTube, and you see that little bell there, that's so you can get alerts so that you can subscribe, right? But it'll send you an email when the next upload has happened in our YouTube channel. So give that a go. Thanks to Spreaker. Thanks to Podbean. Thanks to FireTalk. Thanks to Apple Podcasts. And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. All the usual suspects, subscribe on there. And so, at the end of the podcast, like I always say, it's a wrap.